Yes, David, back again. Well, for many of us, yesterday was just like any other day, doing the same things at the same time in the right places. A repeat of the day before, and the day before that, an ordinary day. How many like that have we had? Weeks? Months? Years? A pile of ordinary days. And what did we achieve? Anything notable? Significant? Worth remembering? Ordinary days, even forgetful days that just flow one into the other. I often look at life like crossing the Minch from Ullapool to Stornoway. When you leave Ullapool, there are so many different things that catch your attention, things to note, activities going on. But then you're at sea, no markers, nothing to note, just the waves passing the boat, ordinary waves, mostly the same, coming at the same timing. And then, after a while, you see the distant island and things get bigger. There's activity, there's movement, and you realise just how close to the shore you've come. The years at the start of our lives can be full of new events and experiences, but we can quickly settle down into ordinary days. The years are passing us by, but there are a few markers we can pick up on to count them. Suddenly, we're past 40, then 50, then there's the bus pass. Being realistic, the end has come nearer. Life has passed us by, but what have we done with it? Well, this week we've been thinking of wisdom, knowing what to do, step after step, to get where we ought to be. And Psalm 90 and verse 12 tells us, so to teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Count your days. Don't let them slip through your hand or pass by us as ordinary, forgetful days. Use them well and correctly to listen what the wisdom of God tells us, how to live, what to do, where to hope, to walk, to order, to structure our lives in the way of wisdom. The best way to live and to make our days count and be effective. Thanks. Have a good day.